In this bulletin, Sri Lankan officials say the alleged ringleader behind the Easter Sunday bombings died in the attacks. A Melbourne vigil held for a young African Australian woman allegedly killed by her partner. And in the AFL, North Melbourne suffers a 16-point loss to Port Adelaide. With the latest SBS News, I'm Amy Hall. Sri Lankan authorities say the alleged ringleader behind the country's Easter Sunday bombings was killed in the attacks. The head of military intelligence says Zoran Hashim led the assault on the Shangri-La Hotel in Colombo, accompanied by a second bomber. Over 70 suspects with links to IS have already been arrested. President Maithripala Sirisena says authorities plan to arrest 70 other individuals with links to IS over the coming days.
I believe that in the next few days we'll be able to control this situation completely. Just like how other countries faced IS, we too will be able to. We will completely stop all activities by IS in Sri Lanka. The three forces and the police have the ability and the strength to do so.
Sydney's Sri Lankan Catholic community has come together for an interfaith vigil for victims of the Easter Sunday bombings. St Mary's Cathedral was packed with more than 2,000 worshippers, many of whom had to stand as they prayed together. A representative from the Sri Lankan community says it is important for people to come together.
For the leaders of Sri Lanka, that they may put aside the political differences during this hour of the nation's grief. May the Holy Spirit guide them to remain strong and impartial in the months ahead, to lead the nation out of the depths of despair.
United States President Donald Trump has announced that the US will drop out of an international arms treaty signed in 2013 by then-President Barack Obama. Mr. Trump says he intends to revoke the status of the US as a signatory of the Arms Trade Treaty, which was never ratified by the Senate. The treaty regulates trade of conventional arms and seeks to keep weapons out of the hands of human rights abusers. It has long been opposed by the National Rifle Association. Mr. Trump says the United Nations will soon receive formal notice of the withdrawal.
Under my administration, we will never surrender American sovereignty to anyone. We will never allow foreign bureaucrats to trample on your Second Amendment freedom. And that is why my administration will never ratify the UN Arms Trade Treaty.
Back home, and the coalition is promising a further $57.4 million for drought relief if it wins the federal election. The funding boost would extend financial counselling and support to drought-stricken farmers. Meanwhile, Labor is pledging to inject $120 million into key Tasmanian tourist attractions to manage growing visitor numbers and unlock more jobs. Hobart's Mona Museum would be given $50 million for a new convention centre, library, auditorium and playgrounds. About 100 people have gathered in Melbourne in silent tribute to a young African-Australian woman allegedly killed by her boyfriend. The body of 32-year-old Natalina Angok was found in Melbourne's Chinatown on Wednesday. Vigil co-organiser Karen Pickering says the hour of silence was haunting, with not a word spoken to honour women killed by violence. Listeners seeking 24-hour domestic and family violence counselling can call 1-800-RESPECT. In the AFL, North Melbourne's disappointing start to the season has continued, with a 16-point loss to Port Adelaide. Last place North slumped to a fifth loss in six games, scoring 11-6-72 to Port's 12-16-88. Port jumped the Roos early, booting 5-2 to take a 17-point quarter-time lead. That lead was increased to 41 points until a late charge from North in the final term saw them score the last 5 goals. North Melbourne coach Brad Scott says his side fought hard.
We're doing a lot of things right, but we just lack the polish. I mean, Port are a very good pressure team so far this year, and we probably played into their hands a few times in trying to be too perfect with our ball movement, and then probably reacted too far the other way by being a bit slow.
Now a look at today's weather. Perth, sunny, 28. Adelaide, partly cloudy, 19. Melbourne, cloudy, 17. Hobart, a shower or two, 16. Canberra, sunny, 16. Wollongong, mostly sunny, 18. Sydney, partly cloudy, 19. Newcastle, much the same, 20. Brisbane, mostly sunny, 28. Cairns, a shower or two, 30. And Darwin, sunny, 34. I'm Amy Hall. This is SBS News.